KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 4 degrees above zero. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In Southwest Iowa news, a man wanted in connection with numerous burglaries and a previous narcotics investigation in Fremont County was arrested early this morning in Hamburg after a scuffle with deputies. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports 48-year-old John Tracy Miller of Hamburg was arrested after an altercation with deputies who had served a search and arrest warrant on Miller at his home located in the 1500 block of Washington Street in Hamburg. Miller faces charges that include delivery of methamphetamine and interference with official acts. He also has pending burglary and theft charges and was transported to the Fremont County Jail, where Miller was being held on a $50,000 cash bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Sunday evening released the identity of a man whose body was discovered by a group of hunters on December 11th beneath the Highway 2 Missouri River Bridge at the Waubonsie Access Wildlife Management Area. Deputies and officials with the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny determined 39-year-old Larry Eugene Burns II of Lamar, Colorado, died from blunt force trauma associated with a fall and hypothermia. Toxicology reports will not be completed for about 6 weeks. Deputies determined Burns was walking on the westbound shoulder of the Highway 2 bridge when the fall occurred. They determined Burns had last spoken to relatives around November 22nd, when the Iowa Office of State Medical Examiner assisted the Fremont County Sheriff's Office with the investigation. Anyone with information on the incident is asked to please contact the Fremont County Sheriff's Office at 712-374-2424. An investigation into the delivery of methamphetamine Sunday morning in Hamburg resulted in the arrest of 3 people. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports the investigation was handled by the Fremont County Sheriff's Department K-9 unit. Taken into custody for conspiracy and delivery of meth was 66-year-old Elton Roberts, 30-year-old James Miller, and 27-year-old Stuart Miller, all of Hamburg. All 3 men were booked into the Fremont County Jail and held on $50,000 cash bond each, with additional charges pending. Firefighters in Audubon fought a house fire under freezing conditions early Sunday morning. Audubon Fire Chief Tyler Tigason told KJAN News the structure at 311 Pacific Street was fully involved when they arrived on the scene a little after 2 a.m. and the home was nearly a total loss. A male occupant of the home suffered what were thought to be minor injuries. Crews were requested from the Exira Fire Department to assist at around 3 a.m. to provide relief to the Audubon crews that had been battling the blaze. No firefighter injuries were reported. Tigason said they battled cold and icy conditions. The temperature in Audubon at around 4 a.m. Sunday was 11 degrees below zero with a wind chill of 24 below. The flames were extinguished and the scene secured, and crews returned to the fire station at around 5:30 a.m. An accident in eastern Madison County over the weekend claimed the life of a St. Charles woman. The Iowa State Patrol's 79-year-old Joyce Daniels of St. Charles, who was a passenger in a 1995 Chevy Suburban, died at the scene of the crash. It happened at around 11:30 a.m. Saturday, west of the Hollowell Bridge Road. The patrol says the vehicle was traveling west on the St. Charles Road when the driver, 79-year-old Jack Daniels, also of St. Charles, lost control on the icy-covered surface. The Suburban left the road and rolled once before coming to rest on its top. Jack Daniels was injured in the crash and transported to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines by ambulance. The patrol says the couple were wearing their seatbelts. Elsewhere in the news, Atlantic Public Library Director Natalie Strucker has announced the library now offers Mango Languages online language learning system to its patrons. Mango is free for all library patrons and can be accessed anywhere, and there is an internet connection. Each lesson combines real-life situations and audio from native speakers with simple, clear instructions. The courses are presented with an appreciation for cultural nuance and real-world application by focusing on 4 key elements of language learning: vocabulary, pronunciation, grammar, and culture. Mango offers access to 60 foreign language courses and 17 English courses taught completely in the user's native language. To learn more, you can stop by the library and ask a librarian for an introduction. Library cardholders can access Mango through the library's website, or for more information, call 243-5466. In the funeral announcements, Elaine Huddleston, age 92, of Atlantic, died December 13th. Funeral services for Elaine Huddleston will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Bob Reimer, age 79, of Council Bluffs, died December 13th at CHI Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bob Reimer will be today at 11 o'clock at the Luss Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Gordon Nelson, age 84, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gordon Nelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Neil Lundy, age 82, of Stewart, died Thursday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Neil Lundy will be tomorrow at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Auchenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. David Keenan, age 46, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for David Keenan will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Auchenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Edwin Ed Larson, age 96, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Ed Larson will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. Vernon Larson, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Vernon Larson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Aline Weaver, age 98, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Aline Weaver will be Thursday at 10:30 at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Jameson Steckler, age 14, and Gavin Steckler, age 11, both of Audubon, died December 10th. Funeral services for Jameson and Gavin Steckler will be Friday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. And Janet Freeman, age 83, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Janet Freeman will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.